Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings and blessings with those who are alive, because we want to be staying alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim. This is now the 276th class of Soul Class, reflecting upon emancipation from exile as we segue out of David Gould's Four Questions. What a wonderful song. This is a Yehudi that lives out in Eretz Yisrael, the Holy Land, flowing with meditations of revelations in this generation for each and every generation. Blessed those, we wanted to make this presentation Erev Pesach, last Monday morning or afternoon, but things got a little funky, as things do sometimes, according to the blessed mercies of the Most High, but we don't think it's a funk. We're the ones who get funky, because we don't understand exactly how divine providence works at the very moment we're getting revelations. It says, Bala Nislo Makira Niso, that a person who's experiencing a miracle doesn't necessarily recognize the miracle that's occurring to them. But with that being said, we're going to try to squeeze it in before this coming blessed Shabbat here on the east coast of Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA. Greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We plan to vibe out in a semi-impromptu manner today. You know, no matter what we think towards freedom, no matter what we think towards redemption, emancipation, still we see in this general world of ours, the mindset seems bent out of shape, generating seemingly chaotic knee-jerk reactions that everything that is transpiring in this world is as it should be. Well, as they say, business as usual. However, blessed souls, I want to point out humbly from Torah, and in particular the inner dimensions of Torah, the Panimiyas of Torah, Panimata Torah, a strong And paradoxically, deafening silent chord is struck as the human family experiences, senses, via our divine image, our Tzelem Elohim, which is no dream, that soon better days are coming. And I hope you can tune in today, right now, live. It's the 18th day of Nisan, 5,773 years, blazing and grazing into this blessed creation since Adam Arishon, original man, and Chava, original woman, were grazing upon and living upon this blessed earth. I also want to mention that today is a Yom Zachai. It is a special, meritorious day because on this day, Rav Levi Yitzhak Schneerson, a Rav Tzadik HaMekubal, the father of the 7th Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson, Zchus Yog and Aleinu, both of them, father and son, share today as a day which is a Yom Zachai, a day of merit. Today, Rav Levi Yitzhak Schneerson was born on this day, the 18th of Nisan, 135 years ago, and 111 years ago, Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson, entered into the Bris, the covenant of Avraham Avinu, through the Bris Milah, through the circumcision. That being said, we hope in the schus of these giant tzaddikim that Hashem will have mercy upon us in a way that's revealed to us to understand, according to His divine mercies, the true and complete redemption right now, Badarchi Shalom, in a peaceful way, Badarchi Noam, in a pleasant way, and hopefully in the schus of these tzaddikim anakim, these giant tzaddikim, things will get better and better in the creation, because tzaddikim only brought into world blessed souls to make this world better. So here we go. Again, this is what I originally planned to read the morning or afternoon before Pesach, but we're going to read it as we approach this coming Shabbat, and we're not going to talk about what we'll be reading this blessed Shabbat. You can go to, say, like Chabad.org to learn what we'll be reading in the Blessed Torah among the international 12 tribes of Hebrew, Israelite, Jewish people, for those of you who are Jewish, in fact, or of the blessed children of Noah. So, blessed souls, right now, we stand in a consciousness, existentially aware. This moment, this very moment, is a bridge to the future. Bridges to this moment were already crossed. Baruch Hashem, blessed be the Creator, Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the infinite Creator, may be blessed. And we don't want this moment, this very existential moment, to disconnect us from our past. And we certainly do not desire roadblocks while seeking the right words to congeal for your blessed ears, your blessed heart, your blessed mind and blessed soul, your divine image. So when we of Israel consider that in a mere few hours we shall merit again to experience the full Emancipation Proclamation from 3,325 years ago, originally I tended to talk about before the Pesach celebration, the first days, we'll be celebrating the coming Sunday evening when three stars come out all over the world, wherever we dwell. 3,325 years ago, we crossed the Red Sea. Now, we of Israel humbly acknowledge, because we talk about it in our Pesach Haggadah, the story that we read to our elders, to our young adults, to our teenagers, to our young children, to our babies, to our infants, those who sucklings who can't even speak but yet can hear the words, we realize still that there is still a trace of the bitter bondage whose spiritual shackles, while removed from our spiritual bodies, have yet left a reshima, an impression upon our nation, which we speak, which now we seek to cleanse ourselves from that, just like in the days, in those days. In these days, may we merit to see us being led out of this fourth and last exile called Gullus Edom, the Edomite Roman exile, where we live under still, unfortunately, Tzareno, to our great pain, the mindset of Esau, the twin brother of Yaakov. And we must acknowledge and promote and share with other blessed souls that the Esavin, the Esau mindset has had a tremendous, overt and covert, insidious influence and is spread over the globe of the human family, of the global world condition, of the family condition for nearly the past 2,000 years. Now, there have been some positive aspects to Esau's reign, but unfortunately, it has been outweighed by the denial of the role of the spiritual and ancestral lineage of his twin brother, Yaakov. But those things will play out in due time, in the Most High's time. Yes, in reaction to that, to understand that we are living in the exile of Edom, of Rome, we still can generate elevated intellectualization, which gives birth, if we are blessed at that particular time, to intellectually supercharged emotions. And we can take those already enlarged positive emotional attributes and supercharge them again and again via investing the depth of our focus on the pristine concept of bursting forth a new mindset, a new slogan, a song, a movie, a film, even a radio show. And this matter can become so pertinent to us that all matters in our lives become actually intensely more dramatic, yet paradoxically secondary in importance to the concept of freedom, emancipation, gula, chirut, breaking all chains of bondage from true human family experience, actualization, which has been denied to the human family experience for way too long. We can actually feel ultimately we have attained an intense unity, a yichud atzum, within the concept, and we can exude self-actualization, not just talking the talk, blessed souls, but walking the walk, exuding out as a dugma chai, as a living example, a positive consciousness. Yet, then we take a step outside of the porch to our consciousness, and the otherworldly Esavian, Greco-Syria-Persian-Babylonian-Egyptian-Tower-of-Babel pre-flood mindset rooted within the insidious jealousy of one primordial serpent, Anachash HaKadmoni, delivers, unfortunately to our great pain, a swift, decisive blow to our spiritual mind and midsection. We then seek to regain our spiritual balanced respiratory prowess, and after inhaling another breath of the spirit of life, we calm our shattered and in a state of recovery consciousness and remember that there is a Seder in order. And as I mentioned, this was originally supposed to be delivered before Pesach, a Pesach Seder, a celebratory order of recollection of how we as the nation of Israelites managed from those days until these very days in the 21st century, being guided by the Ancient of Days, Atik Yomin, and have been able to express our nationhood via entities of creation that the Most High has decreed should be manifest in the creation, although we still don't understand the full complexity and implications of the fact that through our blood and sweat and tears being shed upon the ground to our oppressors and for the oppressors of all the blessed children of Noach, yet simple faith, Amuna Peshuta, replayed in real space, soul, and time, invigorates our nationhood. And as I now pluck from a letter from Lubavitcher Rebbe from 5739, which corresponds to 1979, right before Pesach, which predicated national redemption upon individual redemption. Gula klali taloi bagula prati. Yes, Jews are expected to rise above personal self-interests for communal concerns, while the greater community, the Hakila, Haklali, must not lose sight, if the community is to become greater, not one individual should be left out from the communal development, expansion. And while the sum total of individual parts magnifies the expansion of the whole, if chlila v'chas, if we fall into erasing the individual importance from mass consciousness, this undermines in an Esavian and Machiavellian manner and is the source of communal implosion, Hashem Yerachem, Hashem have mercy upon us, wreaking havoc and causing ultimately an unnecessary squandering of communal resources in an attempt for that one person, that lost sheep, that Shepsala, to return as a returnee to the communal fold. Each one of us, as I now pluck from another letter written by the Rebbe in 5724, corresponding to 1964, can in fact look to the leaders of our individual communities and international community as a whole. And also I implore personally, as Danzel Goodman, your hopefully humble Torah, cyberspace Torah activist, implore also the blessed children of Noah to consider, we can in fact look to our leaders, our individual communities and international community as a whole. However, when we, whether we be of the children of Israel or the children of Noah, vicariously observe our leaders carry on their responsibilities, and we wish and bless upon our leaders to carry out their responsibilities, hopefully with a good heart, a ruach shel anava, a spirit of humility, and recognizing when it is appropriate to acknowledge their own shortcomings, to transform those shortcomings as instructions powerfully and covertly supercharged to empower the masses, meaning us blessed souls, to elevate ourselves by the example that our leaders are setting for us. Yet, we as individuals, microcosmically speaking, must pay heed to the quote-unquote leaders, namely our own personal leaders, our microcosmic leaders, namely our head and heart and intellectual emotional configurations, who guide our followers, quote-unquote, who are our followers on the microcosmic level, namely the blessed limbs of our blessed bodies that the Most High has blessed us with. However, blessed souls, when our limbs become our leaders, and our heart and our brain become our followers, we are leading ourselves into the bondage of the sensory perceptions of our newfound leaders, namely our limbs, which offer a generally dysfunctional sense of priorities during our day-to-day activities, which can cause great physical/spiritual damage to the larger community at large, the people we interact with, the greater society. Ordinary problems can magnify. The, so to speak, 1 ounce preventative cure can fend off a pound of medicine, whether that medicine be physical as well as spiritual. And sometimes when we have to reach for that 1 pound of medicine, physically or spiritually, sometimes administered too swiftly can be to the detriment of those designated for receiving such treatment. We also can lose our patience and our details of proper personal conduct between ourselves, between us and our families, our community members, our peers at work, even our supervisors, and chlil v'chas, heaven forbid, we can spin out into chaotic intellectual and emotional reactions. However, Baruch Hashem, blessed is the Creator, we have the freedom of choice, the Bechira Chavshis, to halt our energy and push a spiritual pause button, or a spiritual pause and reflect button, and contemplate, litbonin, upon a piece of Hasidic teaching plucked from a mimer delivered by the Lubavitcher Rebbe in 1976, 5,726 years blazing and grazing into the creation since the creation of original man and woman, which the Rebbe delivered on the second night of Passover, 5726. And there are three general means of conduct which can cause us to reflect and then pause and recalibrate our consciousness on the microcosmic level, and hopefully when we share it with others on the macrocosmic level, according to the blessings and will of the Most High, and as I mentioned before, in the S'chus of the Yom Zachai of Chai Nisan, the day that the Lubavitch Rebbe's father, Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Schneerson, was born 135 years ago, and the day 111 years ago today, Chai Nisan, Lubavitcher Rebbe, entered into the Bris Shel Avram Avinu. And these, which I'm going to present to you, blessed souls, are three general means of conduct, which we should take the time to hopefully contemplate upon to, again, retool our consciousness. And these three general means of conduct by which the Most High Creator guides this blessed world is conduct number one, the world according to nature, intimately connected to the divine name of Elohim, which is spelled Aleph, pause, Lamed, pause, Hey, pause, Yud, pause, Mem Sofit, which I'll say Elohim because generally speaking, We of Israel have the oral Torah tradition that we do not pronounce out the name of the Most High without being within the context of a full pronunciation of the verse it's found in. And the mathematical computation, because each Hebrew word, each letter, I should say, has a numerical value, and each Hebrew word has a numerical value. The numerical value, or gematria, of Elohim, as I just mentioned, so succinctly, is 86, which is the same numerical value of the Hebrew word hateva, which is hey, tes, beis, or beis, ayin. And this conduct is borne out by the verse in the book of Genesis in chapter 8, verse 22. Please go there, but I'll read the verse to you anyway, blessed souls. Quote, continually all the days of earth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. End of quote. That is nature, blessed souls, that the Most High decreed in His infinite wisdom and mercies upon this blessed earth. Cycles shall occur upon the earth. Different times of day, different times of the seasons. A time to seed, a time to reap, and they shall not cease. It is a joke for man to think he can stop the cycles of the Most High. The days of earth, the days of seed time, the days of harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, because the Most High proclaimed to Moshe, the mighty Levi prophet, they shall not cease. Conduct number two is revealed via the Shem Shakai, which is spelled Shin, pause, Dalet, pause, Yud. Now this conduct relates to miracles, nisim, embedded, elicited, activated within creation, yet are concealed to the extent human beings can perceive sometimes at the time of each of such occurrences, and many times only after the occurrences, as evidenced when reading the book of Esther, whereby miracles occurred enclosed within the superficial appearances of betrayal, denial, and transformation within the royal court of King Ahasuerus in ancient Persia, where Haman, the Amalekite, sought to hang Mordechai HaTzadik, Mordechai the righteous one, from the gallows approximately 100 feet high, and he himself eventually were hung on the gallows. He had planned to hang the righteous Mordechai, the Tzadik of his generation. Example number three, last but not least, conduct according to the ineffable four-letter name of Yud, pause, He, pause, Vav, pause, He, Shem Avaya. These are miracles which are revealed, miracles higher than the paths of nature. L'mayla me'eshvilim shateva, creation, like our walking non-violently out of Egypt. Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the Red Sea, which all can be evidenced when, blessed souls, we all go back to Sefer Shmos, the book of Exodus. So where do we stand, blessed souls, in this march towards Gula Mitzvah Sashlema, universal redemption? Do we wish to continue to be carried on the ways of angelic, seemingly deterministic mechanics in our thought, speech, and action? Or, which also is an expression of light, of consciousness, rooted in the Or Ein Sof, the light of the Infinite One, do we truly, truly desire to witness divine intervention, whereby making the world a suitable vessel for the Most Creator, the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, Infinite Creator, may be blessed, to allow us this merit in this generation, but Dor Hazeh, as Lubavitch Rebbe said, this is the last generation of exile, the first generation of redemption, for us to witness the Most High in His ultimate mercies, which are beyond any of our conceptions of mercies, to reveal the Ari Yashel Yehuda, the line of Judah, to educate one and all, for all shall be one very soon, and one shall be all very soon in our days, ba'ofen of ahavachad, one love, dor elachad, one destiny, b'kulanu, for l'kulanu, for all of us, b'darchi shalom, in a peaceful way, darchi noam, in a pleasant manner, speedily in our days, wishing everyone a Shabbat Shalom. And I just want to end off with one quick story about Rav Hillel Meparich, who once sat at the Pesach Seder of the Tzemek Tzedek, who at that time was not in fact the Rebbe yet. And Rav Hillel Meparich ask the Tzemach Tzedek, what is the instruction of Kriyas Yom Suf, the splitting of the Red Sea, that we can take into our days to spread to other people? What is the instruction? So the Tzemach Tzedek said, when one will split the sea of thoughts, which are not to the Most High, and cross over to the Most High side, that is the personal microcosmic experience of Kriyas Yom Suf, the splitting of the Red Sea. With that, Rav Hillel Meparch fainted and was revived. And for the rest of that Pesach Seder, that celebratory Emancipation Proclamation meal, which took place over 150 plus years ago, I would say actually more than 185 plus years ago, he didn't ask another question because he was afraid of the response of the Tzemach Tzedek, because he was a tzaddik who was being, so to speak, blown away by another tzaddik in his explanation of what is Kriyas Yom Suf, the splitting of the Red Sea, on the most microcosmic of all levels. Blessed Souls, I just want to end off with this one thing, as I'm accustomed to do. Please do not underestimate the goodness within yourself. Please do not overestimate the negativities within yourself. We're going to end off with a beautiful song, which I played before on our humble efforts on Blog Talk Radio, By the Grace of God Go I, by David Dohm, which is basically the way we went out of Egypt, the way we went when we crossed the Red Sea, the way we went in preparation and eventually receiving the Torah almost 3,325 years ago, the way we entered the land of Eretz Yisrael, the land of meditation for each and every nation who wishes to be privy to such a revelation, whether it be the children of Israel through the 613 commandments or the seven Noahide commandments, Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, and how we shall greet Bezer Hashem, Spino Deis, Mashiach Tikeinu. Take care, everyone.